Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who've heard this show before. I'm glad you're still with me. First-time listeners, I'm particularly glad you've tuned in. I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to another new episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. So this is episode 027, recorded on January 17th, Dr. Martin Luther King Day here in the U.S. I'm really glad you could be with me. Hey, how is everyone? Did you have today off? Many folks do here in the States. The banks and some schools are closed. I hope if you had the day off, you played and made some strides in your technique or did a little guitar maintenance. I just checked the humidity indicators in my guitar cases and found one of my humidifiers needs to be rehydrated and reinserted into the guitar. My hygrometer indicates that there is only 30% humidity in the air in my apartment. No wonder my skin feels so itchy and dry. I'm soaking my Dampet right now, and I will put it back into the guitar after I have finished recording. Well, when I was teaching Brittany on Thursday, I heard that dry rattle and buzz of her guitar being too dry. So, you know, it's something you have to watch. I'm not going to beat it to death. Now, I want to say that I hope you heal quickly to my student Arthur, who cut his right thumb in two places requiring stitches and requiring him to lay off the guitar for a little while. Hey, dude, be careful with sharp objects. That's a subject I'll address in the take note today. The question of the week is, oh, does it matter what kind of amp I buy for my fill-in-the-blank, son, daughter, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, fiancé, niece, nephew, blah, blah, blah. In the news is a great concert for charity where you can hear some good guitar music, if you're near the Jersey Shore, that is. And the take note is about protecting your fingers from the peril of sharp surfaces. So let's get right into it and move along to today's student spotlight. This week in the student spotlight, there are only three students, Elliot, Julia, and Olivia. Last week, we did have a lovely snow day, so my schedule was reduced, and several students were sick besides that. You three did very well. I congratulate you, and I want to encourage all three of you not to shortchange yourself by not putting in a full effort just because you are gifted and music and the guitar come easily to you. That's the surest way to mediocrity. Work hard even though you don't have to. That's the way to excellence in all things, not just in guitar. Congratulations, you did great. I hope I'll see more students in the spotlight this week, although, you know, there's a lot more snow and there's some ice coming tomorrow that they're saying is going to be quite dangerous, and snow at the end of the week. So hopefully I'll have a pretty full schedule. We'll see. Let's move along to this week's question of the week. This week's question of the week comes from the relative of one of my students. In a very surprised tone of voice, they asked me, oh, does it matter what kind of amp I get my? And for the purpose of this podcast, I'll say relative because I think the amp is probably going to be a surprise. Well, the short answer is yes, of course it matters. The individual inquiring was solely shopping by price. Now, I know everyone has budget constraints, but that's working it backwards. You really have to find out what it is you need and then see if it matches your budget. So it's just like purchasing a guitar or choosing a guitar instructor. Purchasing an amp requires the buyer to know more than just a price. It's like asking if it matters what kind of guitar strings I put on the guitar. Well, yeah, it does. So here are the primary considerations that come into my mind, especially if you're not the person who's going to use the amp. Here are the things that you need to consider. First of all, the kind of guitar that's going to be amped. People who don't play guitar think a guitar amp is a guitar amp is a guitar amp, and all of us who play know that that's not true. The genre, if there is one, that is going to be played primarily. The venue in which it's going to be used. The buyer needs to know if space is a consideration, you know, floor space. And whether the weight of the amp is a consideration. And then lastly, after all those things are considered, the budget has to be considered. So let's take them kind of as bullet points one at a time. Yes, it matters if the guitar is an acoustic electric, an acoustic electric nylon string, a hollow body or semi-hollow body, or a solid body electric. Different pickups and different levels of acoustic amplification profoundly affect the amplified sound of the guitar. So, you know, whether you've got one or two humbuckers or three on a Strat, or whether you're playing a semi-hollow jazz guitar, or whether you're playing an acoustic electric nylon that's got pickups inside, they have a huge difference on how an amp is going to sound, and there are amps that are made better for each of those things than the others. So let's face it, if the guitar is solely going to be used to play heavy metal, that genre is characterized by a particular sound, or in the musical world, that's called timbre. Likewise, if the guitarist is going to be playing mellow jazz, well, that has its own timbre, and on and on and on. You need to either research what artists who play the genre for the intended amp use, or do some research online. I suggest both as a guide. Well, is this supposed amp going to be used on stage? Is it going to be used in the basement of a home? Is it going to only be used at outdoor venues? Or is it for a teeny apartment? If the proposed venue is going to be spatially small, you don't need megawatts. So, you know, as charming as a stack of Marshall amps might be, if you're going to use it in a studio apartment, you don't need it, and you can't even use it. Okay, the amp's box can also be an issue. If the guitar is going to amplify lives in a large dwelling, then there isn't anything to worry about. But if the amp is going to take up valuable floor space in a teeny apartment, a couple of inches in either direction of its floor space dimension actually matters. So really think about not only how, but where the amp is going to be located. Is the amp for a woman or a youth? If it is, and if it's going to need to be moved on a regular or occasional basis, the weight of the amp seriously matters. Some amps are extremely heavy, and that won't do for a 13-year-old or a petite woman. After considering all of these things and doing your homework, then, and only then, compare your results to the budget you have. If your budget is short for what you believe is the correct amp, you have two choices. I know that this first one is going to sound radical, but I'm gonna say it anyway. If your budget is too short for the amp you think you need to get, wait and don't buy it until you have enough money to spend on it. I know that's just absolutely contrary to what everything in this universe tells you, but, you know, don't go into debt for it, unless it's a minimal amount of debt and you have some reason to encumber yourself. But, you know, if you don't have enough, save some more money and buy what you really need, as opposed to, well, all right, I'll just get whatever to get an amp. You don't want to buy an amp based on your budget alone. That's basically what I'm trying to say here. The second choice is to see if you can find what you're looking for used. The outer or cosmetic appearance of an amp has absolutely nothing to do with the sound it produces if the electronics are okay inside. If the amp is going to be schlepped around to gigs, it's going to get beat up anyway. So if it doesn't have to look pristine, definitely look for a used amp. Even if it does have to be pristine, lots of people have two-month romances with their guitars and amps and then desire to turn them into cash. So you may find a perfectly pristine, quote-unquote, used amp or something that somebody gave someone and they never used it, or the kid went to college and is out on their own and they left it at mom and dad's house and they want to clear it out. I mean, there could be so many reasons that you could get a really perfectly usable amp, probably a lot more amp for your money if you get one used. So keep your mind open to adoption. You know, it's a good thing for people as well as for equipment. So that's my counsel on buying an amp if it's not for you. It's the same thing if you're a novice and the amp is for you. Don't just run out and buy what you saw somebody play on stage or what your friend has. It may or may not be the right amp for them. So do a little research. You have to invest a little time on this before you make your purchase. And then make it wisely. And if you can't afford it, wait until you can. That's my best advice. I know it's radical. Okay, up next is this week's news. In this week's news, I'd like to talk about the 8th annual Monmouth and Ocean County Food Bank benefit concert that is going to take place at 7:30 p.m. Saturday, January 29th in Ocean Grove, New Jersey, one of my favorite places in the world. This is presented by the Ocean Grove Area Chamber of Commerce. And those attending the concert are encouraged to bring a non-perishable food donation, which will be donated to the Food Bank of Monmouth and Ocean Counties and the charities that are served by that food bank. The concert will present David Cohen on classical and flamenco guitar, Chinese pipa, Turkish oud, and Highland bagpipes. Personally, I'm not a bagpipes fan, but for charity, I'd suffer. I think with bagpipes, you love them or you hate them. Not quite to hatred, but I don't really like them. Also appearing are going to be Joe Weimer on blues guitar, vocal by Danny White, Jack Pyra on keyboard, and Mzoom Carnival. There will also be an all-percussive Brazilian Afro-Cuban carnival band, which will perform. The musicians will perform together and solo, and it should be a lovely night. Raffles will also be part of this evening. The Ocean Grove Area Chamber of Commerce is the sponsor. And if you would like any more information about the concert, you can contact the Ocean Grove Area Chamber of Commerce. Telephone number 732-774-1391. Or if you're not in that Ocean County area, you can call toll-free at 800-388-4768. This yearly event was founded and chaired by David Cohen, and it began 8 years ago to bring attention to the needs of the local food banks after the holiday season. You know, everyone is all raring to go and feels very warm and fuzzy from Thanksgiving through the new year, and then frequently, as people get back into the rat race of their daily lives, they don't think about those things anymore. So I think it's a great thing. There are a lot of hungry people everywhere. And, I mean, you know, I hope you're taking care of the charities that impress you anyway, whether you are treated to the delightful performance of some great musicians or not. So keep this in mind. Put it on your calendar, especially if you're in a reasonable driving distance and if the weather looks good. I believe concert tickets are slightly reduced pre-concert sale, and at the door there are maybe a couple dollars more. So look into it. I will put a link up on my website. I know the link I received in the email about it did not work, so I've found the correct link for you, and I will put it in the show notes. If you go, I hope you have a great time. I'm thinking about it. I'm not so sure. I have a commitment the night before, and I don't know if I can get to the shore for the following evening or not. That's it for the news segment. Let's move over to Take Note. take note topic this week is about finger safety around sharp blades. My student Arthur is just one of a number of musicians who slice their fingers to pieces. I haven't ever cut myself badly enough to not be able to play. I did break my left index finger, and I really did a good job on it, shattering the joint into many little pieces. I'm thankful that it healed perfectly, just slightly wider than my other left finger joints. I personally know a violinist and also a violist who sliced the tips of their pinkies off all the way and took them to the ER for reattachment. These kind of stories just make me shudder. Arthur's mishap makes me think he isn't the only one who isn't as careful as they should be with knives and other blades, whether they are professional musicians or recreational players. I like to cook, and I'm a very improvisational cook. And when I make salad, I don't just chop it, I micro-chop it. That gives you the best blend of flavors, but it also requires a lot of extremely close knife-finger proximity. Before I say anything more, a good blanket statement for any guitarists who also like to create in the kitchen, especially with knives and blades and cleavers and mallets: if there is any appliance you have that can do it for you, use it! Right here and now, I'll make that disclaimer that I don't take my own advice. I am my food processor. I know I could use it, but I have very limited counter space and I'm stubborn, as if you didn't already know that. And I don't want to move it in and out of the low cabinet it's stored in and then use it and then have to put it away and then take it out again. I know it's a totally lame excuse, and one serious cut would make it even lamer. So I will have no one to blame but myself if I gash my fingers. But even so, I use a knife rather than a food processor, but you shouldn't do that. If you have a chopper, if you have a mini processor, if you have a processor, if you have a slap chop, if you have anything you can use rather than handling a knife, you should do it. I mean, that makes the most sense. You know, I mean, prophylactic is way better than aftercare. Okay, that said, if you're going to be miserable like me and you use a knife, I recommend cut-resistant gloves. Now, unless you've cut yourself already or are a kitchen store groupie, you may not know they're even out there. Several companies make them, and I'm sure you can find some website that has a comparison. I looked around and I didn't see a, you know, a one-for-one-for-one comparison, so I'm not going to even bother making the link. These gloves that I'm talking about range from protection from the accidental slip of a knife blade to being able to protect you from actual puncture wounds. So, you know, I mean, some of these are really made for industrial use and not necessarily home kitchen use, but if you have a vested interest in keeping your fingers uncut and unsliced and undiced, you need to consider all of them that are out there. If you're going to use this glove in the kitchen, you only need one because the hand that will be on the knife blade does not need protection, hopefully. Well, then again, I don't know. Arthur's right-handed, and he cut his right thumb, so I haven't gotten the lowdown on how that happened. I spoke to him a few times, and I'll get more details when I see him at his next lesson. If you're looking for a glove that you're going to use frequently, be sure its washing instructions work for you. I mean, some things you can throw them in the washing machine. Some you have to hand wash them. Some you have to do other things. And just remember, it has to be washable if it's going to be used for food and in the kitchen, because in the kitchen you have to also protect yourself from bacteria as well as sharp blades. If the kitchen isn't your danger zone, but a workbench or a craft room are, then there are cut and burn resistant gloves made for all kinds of perilous situations in which you find your fingers. So on guard and be careful. I mean, take care of your hands. You know, I heard one student that I recommended something like this for say, well, it was really nerdy. Well, okay, so you're a nerd. I mean, who cares how you cook or do your woodworking or your crafts or whatever else you might be doing, if you can protect your fingers so that you can continue to play the guitar. That's my philosophy. I stopped caring a long time ago about what people think about what I do, what I wear, how I protect my hands, if I protect my hands and what I'm doing. I don't really care anymore. Okay, that wraps it up for this week's segments. Let's move over to the outro and wrap this baby up. Well, we've come to the end of episode 027, and in conclusion, I can say, keep humidifying your guitars. Even mine are dry. One of my humidifiers is totally dried out and soaking as I record, and it will go right back into the guitar as soon as I'm done here. Arthur, I hope your sliced and diced thumb heals and the stitches come out on time. Do as the doctors recommend, and don't do anything they don't recommend you do. I've been bad in that area, too, when I broke my finger. That'll be a story for another time. Congratulations, Elliot, Julia, and Olivia, for excellence this past week. Don't choose an amp strictly by the price. And there's a charity concert at which you can hear some good guitar playing in Ocean Grove next weekend. Take care of those fingers, whether you play classical, jazz, blues, flamenco, acoustic, or you shred. Don't slice, dice, or shred your fingers when working with knives or other sharp objects. Get yourself cut or puncture-resistant gloves and anything else that can protect your hands when you're doing dangerous things. I'm going to do a shameless plug now. A woman who has been like a mother to me is one of the five finalists in the America's Most Amazing Energized Woman contest. She is a dynamo of an 80-year-old who has various certifications to teach water aerobics and does so with unparalleled excellence. She began this career years ago after her husband of over 50 years passed away. Her careers have included being a public school teacher, being the principal of a school in New York City, being the creator and instructor of a variety of successful programs for teachers called Learning to Read Through the Arts. She has had a management position at the prestigious Guggenheim Museum in New York City. And if you're not from New York or you don't know that museum, if you ever saw the very first Men in Black movie, that cool circular building in one of the opening scenes was the Guggenheim. She has a brown belt in karate. In addition to teaching water aerobics, she also teaches Tai Chi. She has always been on the move, and she's extremely healthy despite being diabetic and an octogenarian. I'd consider it a great favor if you could find your way over to www.lovefeelinghealthy.com and vote for her every day until February 2nd. I'm sure all the finalists are wonderful, but Bernadette O'Brien deserves to win this contest. One of her students entered her. The contestant name, again, is Bernadette O'Brien. The website is lovefeelinghealthy.com. Betty, as her friends call her, has been Superwoman for all the decades I have known her. And thank you so much if you vote, and I will let you know if she wins. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for this episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com. GuitarTechniqueTutor.com. And you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please take note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me with your questions for the question of the week. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique, or you can join the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com Facebook page. Links to both are on the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com homepage and podcast page. You'll also find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways, as well as to subscribe to the show notes by email or by a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwa, Midland Park, Montvale, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddlebrook, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. Calling is best, and my phone number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time.